Still pretty warm. It's 21 already in the city, Bridge.
Let me give you some backstory. Charlie Thompson, my son, had some homework.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do it. It was year 8 homework.
Sure.
And he couldn't do it. And so he brought it home to me.
Yep.
It was algebra. Sort of, I think. And I said, well, I can't do it either. I've never seen anything like it. It's ridiculous. I just could not do it. I'm nowhere near it. So I've been whinging about not being able to do the homework. You, of course, talk a big game.
I do.
Saying, oh, I could do anyone's homework. Homework I could do because I'm so fabulous.
Particularly maths.
Yeah, because you're an accountant.
My area.
So we asked people to send in their homework, Joe. We got stacks of it.
Heaps.
But we obviously had to choose just one bit. And Susie from Cheltenham sent us in a problem. Now, if you want to play along on online, you can, because this is all on our Gold website.
Yeah, put it up there.
And this is the problem, which I want you to solve, Lemo.
Sure.
Okay.
Tell me. What is it?
You ready?
Mm. Oh, look at that.
5.
Yes.
Yes.
Bracket.
Yep.
X yes. minus 4 bracket.
Okay.
Equals.
Yep.
3X.
Yep.
Plus 2.
I remember those.
Okay.
Now, it's a solve for X.
Okay. Do you want me to do it? So you multiply out the bracket, so it's 5X minus 20.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Equals 3x plus 2. Yeah. Then you add 20 to both sides, so you've got 5x equals 3x plus 22. Then you subtract 3x on both sides, so you've got 2x equals 22. X equals 11.
11.
Are you serious? You just looked at that and that's what you...
Well, it's just logic. Just follow it down.
Is that right, I wonder, though, Bridge?
Well, it just happens that with us in the studio, I know you were wondering who she was,
yes,
is Bonnie Solomon, who is the homework helper from the Melbourne Family Hub. Well, Bonnie, the big question, did he get it right?
It is absolutely the correct answer. Well done, Lemo. Yeah, very impressed.
Okay, so what Lemo did, that is gibberish to me, everything he's just done.
Yes.
So what do you do in a situation, Bonnie, where you have a child that comes home with homework they can't do and you have no idea either?
Parents might jump onto Google and think, right, I can find the solution on Google. However, it could tell you the solution, but in terms of the workings behind that solution, Google can't get you there. So it's just essentially looking at the back of a textbook and getting the answer. We need to set up children so that they can apply the techniques and the methods to other similar problems so that when they go and sit those exams and tests, they can get through on their own. So to be able to do this, we need to make sure that we're regularly speaking with classroom teachers, specialists in the area, be that the maths coordinator, the homeroom teacher. Email and things like that are very easy to use to communicate with teachers these days.
How patient do teachers tend to be? So if Bridge puts in 10 to 15 phone calls a night to the maths teacher, how will that go down?
Perhaps we could look at another resource to assist your son. And that could be in the form of a tutor, or it could be in the form of a friend or a family friend or a cousin who has recently graduated from school.
Yes.
You can also speak with the tutors, and I think it's quite worthwhile for the first one or two sessions for the parents to sit on. Sit on with that tutoring session so they can learn whilst the child is learning and then go away and be able to devote that time as a knowledgeable parent in that area and transfer their skills that
way. Do you think it could work for kids if the parents just went back to school? So let's say, what year is Charlie in? What year is Charlie in?
8.
8.
I'm not Billy Madison.
You just go back with Charlie. Wouldn't Charlie love that if you turned up to school with him every day?
Can I just tell you, I had to lose his son forever. He's going to school with him. It's bad enough he has to even see me outside the school.
Right. So the basic message is to call in the appropriate outside help.
Absolutely.
Where needed, or help from the school.
Can I throw in there that I think there are some particular qualities that, say, a tutor or someone who's sitting down with the child to do their homework or assist with something that's difficult from school, some particular qualities that that person needs to display, and it's not within everyone to be positive and engaging or patient is another one. And building confidence is something that's key to student success in the classroom environment and both and outside of the classroom environment.
Are you building confidence, Bridgie?
That means me going, you can do it. I can't, but you can.
Bridge, you've got my number, so make sure you give me a call.
Bonnie, get your phone ready. I'll be ringing you. Don't worry about
that.
All right. Some valuable advice there, Bridgie, for you and all parents.
And I should say, the Melbourne Family Hub, Bonnie's company, does have tutors for all sorts of subjects, so it's absolutely well. If you do need some help, it's well worth giving them a call.
Absolutely.
Thank you. you, Bonnie, and all the details, plus that equation that Limo got correct. You can get that online at gold1043.com.au. Well, an explosive interview on television last night that everyone's talking about. We'll tell you more about that in the next couple of minutes. And at 8:40, well, the new footy movie Blinder is now out, and we caught up with Jack Thompson recently. How well does Jack do in the Jack Thompson quiz? You'll find out at 8:40. Gold.